share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The pandemic has not been easy for many. Hawkers and other street vendors especially have had it tougher than others out there. That's why it's important to support your local vendors, because even the smallest contribution can make a difference. On the 22nd of January, a netizen named Jason Chung published a Facebook post to share about his conversation with a hawker stall uncle, and how he hopes everyone will go and support the uncle. Have you ever purchased additional things from the street stalls, Pasar Malam, so that the hawkers can close their stall earlier? He asks. Jason mentioned that he was only aware that an uncle was selling Chi Chung Fun on the roadside when he was driving out from the condominium entrance. Yums. It is usual to have street stalls around the residential area, however, compared to the streets and shops with more crowd, why did this uncle decide to set his stall on the side of a residential area with a lesser crowd, he wondered. Therefore, he decided to approach the uncle out of his curiosity to get answers. The uncle answered, "I felt like I was just a small stall, and unable to compete with the other larger-scaled street stall, car, hence I decided to set up my stall here to do business with my regular customers and neighbors. Only taxi drivers who occasionally passed by and regular customers who know about my stall here will come to buy Chi Chung Fun from me. The remaining parts of it is entirely based on luck." He emphasized that the uncle opens his stall punctually every day regardless of wind or rain. Besides that, the uncle also decided to keep his business open as usual during the Chinese New Year. Thumbs up to the uncle. After realizing Jason's intentions of wanting to let him close his stall earlier by buying off everything he had left, the uncle told him, "Just buy what you can finish, don't need to worry that I won't be able to sell them all. I can sell a little more if I open my stall a few more days and a few more hours. Don't waste your money," the uncle said. According to Jason, the uncle's Chi Chung Fun tasted really delicious and fresh. He also emphasized that it was really affordable, as it only costs him RM10 for 10 ingredients. This is Bukit Pandan 2 Condominium. Uncle's stall just located outside the Bukit Pandan 2 Condominium. Friends who stay near Pandan Perdana, please come and support Uncle's Chi Chung Fun at Bukit Pandan 2 Condominium, he writes. He ended his post with, "We know how hawkers like Uncle are struggling for a living during the second wave of MCO. For some of us, perhaps what we are worried about today is whether can we still get Ang Pao. Whether we still have chances to wear our newly bought clothing. However, these hawkers will be worrying about their next meal and whether they will still have sufficient money to buy ingredients for business operation. Life isn't easy for everyone. However, what we can do, is to try our best in helping them within our capabilities." Jason told World of Buzz that the uncle does not mind sharing his phone number for those who want to support his business. But he did mention that the uncle would prefer texting on WhatsApp him, as he might not be able to answer phone calls. Also, if possible, please text in Cantonese and English, as he can barely understand Mandarin. Please only text uncle if you have any valid questions, do not disturb him for unnecessarily as he has to work. Okay. Closing parenthesis. If you wish to support the uncle's business and get yourself some fresh and delicious Chi Chung Fun, please refer to the following. Opening hours, from 6 a.m. daily. Even during CNY, he usually sells off everything by around 5 to 6 p.m. Location, outside a Bukit Pandan 2 condominium, near Pandan Perdana area. Watch this video to clearly identify the location of the uncle's stall. Please take note the Chi Chung Fun is non-halal. Thank you Jason Chung and Kelly G.E. for sharing the story. Also read, "I'm not good, Malaysian shares heartbreaking struggles of hawker uncles and aunties during CMCO. Source, provided to WOB 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 source, provided to WOB. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.